Thanks for listening to the Kim Komando Show. This is for the weekend of September 18th, 2021.
So a new slew of emojis are coming. Oh, my God. Now there's a salute, a melting face, a troll, and some bubbles. So you might be thinking, like, what will the bubbles be used for? Okay, it turns out that if you put the peach emoji alongside the bubbles, you get, come on, think about it, right? Someone who's making stinkies. Yes, now you can actually put that in your text messages. Isn't the internet more than you ever could imagine? I mean, think about this. Even babies are hopping online. They Google Gaga. Yes, get it? You see, this is an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's most trusted show about, well, as I mentioned, everything digital, about making money, saving money, all the gadgets and gizmos, what's left of your privacy and security. It's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find our show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming anytime you want as a podcast, as a webcast. You can get all 3 hours over at getkim.com. And also, we salute our friends and servicemen and women on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea, get the Kim Komando Show. And I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to. And I know you can Google just about anything. But if you want advice that you know is real, that's why I'm here. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about tech. And it's happening right now. And oh, my gosh, another scandal with, yes, Facebook, brought to light by a new report in the Wall Street Journal. This one's about an internal Facebook program that's called CrossCheck. Check it out. The program exempts public figures and high-profile users, like politicians, celebrities, athletes, from typical moderation of their posts that, well, the other billions of Facebook users are subject to. Now, if one of these VIPs posts something that violates Facebook's rules, there's probably a pretty good chance it's not going to be removed because they say of what PR fires. That's the risk they say. As of 2020, nearly 6 million Facebook users were in this cross-check program. And so many VIPs that, according to one document, that only about 10% of anything they post actually gets reviewed. Now, the reason why this is a big deal is because Facebook said before so many times, oh, no, the rules apply to, like, whether it's somebody in Peoria, Illinois, or if somebody's the president. Everybody has the same rules on Facebook. Not so much. And then in another report, the Wall Street Journal focused on an algorithm change in 2018 that meant to boost social interaction and engagement. And in doing that, it actually turned Facebook into an angrier place. But they were like, huh, what's the big deal? I mean, misinformation, why do we care about that? Polarizing posts, you know, if it pays the bills, it pays the bills. Meanwhile, wait, there's more. The Wall Street Journal, boy, it just seems like this past week they were just getting started. They have another report about Instagram. The documents from their very own studies conducted over the past 3 years or so, they looked at how Instagram affects the young folks. Now, it's not a pretty picture. If you've got teenage girls on Instagram, listen to this. They found that 32% of teenage girls said that when they went on Facebook, or pardon me, Instagram, they felt bad about their bodies, and then Instagram made them feel even worse. They have this explore page and curates posts and all these different accounts, made up of only the best photos, the best products. So, of course, all these young women are looking at themselves going, wow, I don't look like that. I must be ugly. So all of this comes as Facebook is in the process of creating an Instagram app for kids. Gosh, like, wow, under the age of 13. So lawmakers in Congress are finally taking a serious look at this. I'm telling you, it's about time. Number three, what about that other app the kids use? What's the name of that? What's the name of it? Yes, TikTok. The journal is now going after TikTok. And there's a For You algorithm. I'm sure you've seen if you're on TikTok. They created dozens of fake accounts pretending to be people between the ages of 13 and 15. The bots were turned loose on TikTok's For You feed, and they quickly found content just mindless, one after another, sex and drugs, sex and drugs, sex and drugs. Now, the Wall Street Journal, they point all this out to TikTok, and many of those videos have hence been removed. But there's a lot that you can do as a parent. I mean, you just don't have to, like, throw your kids out there and say, all right, have a great time. If you need anything, I'm here on the couch. We've got a lot of parental tips over at the website. Number four, this scam is spreading you need to know about. Maybe one day you're on Instagram and you're just swiping through all the photos when you see an ad. And it says, lucky you. You have won $750 in a giveaway through Venmo. And you're like, wow, it's my lucky day. Well, okay, if you tap on it, you're taken to a site that says you need to provide some personal information. Red flag. Pay a fee that involves wiring money. Yes. Or you can pay in gift cards. Another red flag. Not just on Instagram. They're also coming through text messages. So there's no way to stop the majority of these scams. So the moral story is, you know, don't trust any ads or messages from any company that you don't recognize. It's trying to give you something for free. Nothing is for free in this world. And let me tell you about a book that teaches you all the best ways to scam people. It can be yours for just three easy payments of $19.95. And finally, number five, your dog can make more money than you do. That's right. Pet influencers are becoming a huge trend online in places like Singapore, they say, where pet ownership and online shopping have continued to rise during the pandemic. And if it's happening over there, it's going to happen over here, if not already. Influencers such as, and they are adorable, I saw their picture, two white terriers. They have 25,000 Instagram followers and endorsements covering everything from shoes to vacuum cleaners. The doggy duo is represented by an agent, yes, the Woof Agency, not making that up, a little on the nose, but it has about 6,000 pet social media profiles on its network. Now, according to the site, because I checked it out, the agency provides everything from influencer marketing to social media management and branded content. And they can't all be money makers, though. I mean, these dogs have to want to be stars. I mean, unlike there was one Dalmatian that would always just hide from the camera. And what would happen? This Dalmatian would just like bolt right around the corner. He just didn't want to be spotted. I know. They do get better, I promise. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got a super easy way for you to report potholes in the road. Yes, using your phone. We've got some news about Google search, and we have 12 things that you should never do online. And we just have the best callers ever here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a couple of things I need to tell you about here at the top of the show, that if you ever have a question for me, I love to get your email. And I know you like to give me your questions on Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and Twitter and everything goes on. The best place for you to send me your questions so that I can help you out is going to our website. That's commando.com. And then when you're there, there's a button on the top right-hand page of the homepage, rather, that says Email Kim. You click that, and I'm the only one that reads your emails. And speaking of the website, we have all these fantastic newsletters. And there's one newsletter in particular that if you haven't checked out yet, you really should. It's thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's tech news that you can use, delivered twice a week. Almost 100,000 people are getting it. What are you waiting for? Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about a super easy way that you can report potholes and down trees and other nuances in your neighborhood. And how about we start this hour with Larry in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello there, Larry.
Hello, Kim.
Welcome.
Kim, thank you. You have a great show, Kim. I like your newsletters and all the information you provide for everyone. But, Kim, most of all, I like your jokes.
Finally, yes. I have to tell you what.
Yeah, I do like them.
I have to say, I wrote one for Brand New or Not True. I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. But Brand New Not True, that's in the next hour. And I have to tell you, I wrote it and I cracked myself up even. I mean, I was laughing so hard. And then a friend of mine, Nicole, was there. And she looks at me, she goes, what are you laughing at? And I said, here, read this. And then she busted up. She goes, did you just come up with that? I said, yeah, I don't know where. So anyway, that's in the next hour. And thank you for your kind words. So what's going on?
Okay, I live in a 32-unit condo. And we've always had free Wi-Fi. Well, they upgraded our Wi-Fi, and we've always all had our own separate passwords before. So they upgraded our Wi-Fi by installing radios. They call them radios. I guess they're just kind of extenders.
Yeah.
But now we're all on the same password. And I say, that's not safe. I say, I need some arguments from you to argue to them against this. They say it's safe. They say if they separate into 32 passwords, it's going to slow it down. Is that true?
Well, what they have set up is basically a wireless network that's similar to anything that you see at Starbucks or at the airport or anything like that. I think that by giving everybody the same password, especially with 32 people, you have 32 levels of acumen, right? And if I were a building owner and I had 32 customers and I and Mary changes her password and now she doesn't remember it and Bob can't know, doesn't know if it's an upper or lower case, you know what I'm, you see where I'm going. This is just going to be a complete utter nightmare. And so so in order for them to provide access, I mean, having different passwords, I can't imagine that it would have anything to do with slowing them down other than it would be a complete nightmare to manage, right? But, you know, there's probably no way around that. But if you want to live in that, you know, a couple of options is that you have is that you could get your own ISP and you could run your own modem and your own router. If you can't do that, then you should be using a VPN, of course, right?
I am using a VPN. Does that help in this situation?
Yes, it will help.
I do reuse ExpressVPN.
Yeah, and you know what? Isn't that just so easy? I always talk about how easy to use, and it's like, I'm like, you just click like two things and you're connected. You know, I once owned a condo in a place in Hawaii. I just sold it recently. And it was kind of the same thing, is that they provided free Wi-Fi for everybody in the building. And the free Wi-Fi was just that. It was free. It wasn't great. And so it was definitely on the 2.4. It wasn't on the 5 gigahertz. And so I needed to run faster because I would be doing not shows, but like, you know, the daily tech updates and stuff and podcasts. And but it also was a concern to me that, you know, anybody could put a packet sniffer, and that's what they're called, a packet sniffer on the network conceptually, and then be able to see anything that anybody is doing. And it's, you know, you don't have to go, Larry, to the dark web in order to find these packet sniffers. I mean, they're readily available anywhere on the internet. You just have to type in Wi-Fi packet sniffer. And then what that does is it allows anybody to capture any keystrokes along the way. So you're right to be concerned because who knows who's living in condo number 28, right?
And well, or they give it to their grandkids or their relatives and it gets out farther and wider, the password, and half the town has it pretty soon.
Well, somebody's sitting outside on the curb getting free Wi-Fi, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a subject of the times, and if they, like I said, it would be a complete utter nightmare to do that. I mean, you know, you like I mentioned, you could get your own ISP. You could connect a separate router and wireless run the traffic over that, but that gets really complicated. So I think the easiest solution in your case is just to, you know, if you don't want to pay, you know, $50, $60 a month or whatever it might be, and you don't want to use a Wi-Fi hotspot because maybe you don't get the best, you know, you don't get the best reception there. It's just, you know, like you're doing, you're a smart guy, Larry. Just run everything through the VPN, and then once you do that, you should be fine. And again, thank you for your kind words about my jokes. For all of you who send me emails, we have Larry who loves them. All right, there's an app called Do Not Pay, and it's known for its robotic lawyers. And over on the website, we've got a great post about how you can use it to report potholes and down trees and other nuances, because if you ever tried to do that in your neighborhood, you know, it can be a total hassle. So to find out more, head over to commando.com, and there's a link that says Kim's Show at the top of the page. Stay right where you are. More of the show, more of your phone calls coming up. You don't want to miss. All right, Google search. I don't know if you've noticed, but maybe on the top of your Google search screen, especially if you're on a desktop, you may see something that says, hey, would you like to enable dark mode? And you're like, what is that? Dark mode turns the background dark and the text white. It's a growing trend on all kinds of devices. Google has had it for a long time in its apps, but now it's on its desktop, as I mentioned. It covers the homepage, search results, settings, and more. And you just cover google.com on your desktop. Or you can go ahead and click on settings in the lower right-hand corner. At the bottom, it says dark theme. Click on that, enable it, and then save it. We've got a lot more about Google's new dark theme, including instructions on putting it on your apps over on the website, commando.com, of course. And, you know, I know it's not for everyone, but there's a reason why dark mode is the choice for web developers and programmers everywhere. You know, the light just attracts just too many bugs. Coming up in just a few moments, 12 things you should never do online. We have Lane in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello there, Lane.
How are you doing?
Great. What's going on? How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a problem like a lot of other people in the country and the world using Autodesk AutoCAD software.
I thought you were going to be talking about like global warming and world poverty.
No.
Okay.
A lot of us older craftsmen, we started out with pencils, and now we've gone to computers. And I have an older version of AutoCAD Mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
Autodesk decided if you have a version older than 2010, they will not give you an activation code that you have to put in to be able to use it. So if your hard drive fails and you have to replace the hard drive, you have to load everything again, they won't give it to you. And in a couple of years, they're going to change it from 2016 and older.
Yeah, you know, you think, you know what it is that, you know, that's 10 years. That's a long time for a program to actually be around.
But it still works fine.
Yeah, but there may be some security issues. I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar with everything that, you know, the nuances and what it is. But, like, there are some older programs that, matter of fact, Jeremy and I, our IT genius was talking about this morning. Like, there's an older audio program called Samplitude. And, you know, it works fine, but there are so many better programs at this point. So your question is that, are you wondering, Lane, how you can get around that?
Well, I don't think there is any way around it. But the problem is it was $2,500 years ago, and now it's $47.95.
Wow.
And they only give it to you, but you can only use it for 3 years, and you got to buy it again.
All right.
Or you pay $220 a month.
That's crazy. You know what? That's crazy. Have you ever used or heard of a program called SketchUp? Have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. SketchUp is fabulous. And it will import AutoCAD programs. SketchUp is free, by the way. It's from Google. And the reason why I'm familiar with it and why I checked it out is that about 5 years ago, I embarked upon this journey designing and building my own house. Now, of course, I'm not an architect. I don't want to be an architect, and I don't play an architect on the internet. So my architect, who's pretty renowned, actually uses SketchUp. And it's not just for buildings and, you know, widgets or, I mean, anything that you can do in AutoCAD, you can pretty much do with SketchUp. And it allows you to import and export AutoCAD files. So you might want to check that out.
Sounds good to me.
And then if
I sure don't have $2,700.
Well, you know, that's a lot of money. But, you know, they're looking at the professional people. And that's where everything's going, by the way. You know, software, it's called SaaS, in case you ever see that, Lane. It's software as a service, because the days are now gone when, you know, you'd actually be able to get a piece of software. Oh, I don't know if you remember. Let's go back even further. Is that there used to be like software stores. You remember those? Is that you'd go to the store and you'd have like, you'd look at the box of software and you'd be like, wow, this is great. And there was a manual on the inside and a disc or two or three or five or anything like that. Well, now it's like you just go to a website and then you download the software and put it in your computer, and then it's updated automatically because that's where everything's going. So give SketchUp a try. You spell it just like in Google search, just like it's spelled. It's SketchUp. It's one word in Lane. Let me know how that works out for you. I'd like to know. All right. We have 12 things that you should never do online. Okay. Number one, don't give the correct answers when you're setting up your security questions, because probably somebody in your life knows all of that, and then they'll be able to hack your account. You don't want to click on any download buttons if there's an ad and it says click here, or they say, oh, you need to update your job or whatever it is. We want you to be careful of fake posts. It's two-factor authentication. Okay, that's great. But what about a two-factor authentication authenticator app? And you can use that to protect your online accounts and also your cell phone number. We've got all the information about that. Don't reuse your passwords. There's that. Don't fight on social media. Don't post sensitive photos online. We're going to tell you how to change your settings on Facebook, Google. What about vacation photos, updates when you're gone? That's a good way to get ripped off. Oh, stop being your own doctor online. Of course, you're always going to end up with the dengue fever. And don't drunk shop online. Yes, they showed that 79% of anybody who's having a drink has made at least one purchase online. Yeah, I've been guilty. What about quizzes online? Those on Facebook that says, so what kind of alter animal are you? Don't do that. We've got links to all these. Share them out with your family members and friends over at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And there's a link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. Still to come this hour. If you get a document from a stranger, I don't want you to open it. I'm going to tell you why here on the Kim Commando Show. All right. I know you're getting the show. And this is fabulous. And I love that. But if you're out getting your steps and you need something else to listen to, I want you to head to wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, Tuned In, and I want you to subscribe and follow to me, Kim Commando. We have different podcasts. Once Kim Commando Explains, it's a combination of once a week I do explain one thing, and then there's also our really great show called Tech Refresh that you don't want to miss. This week in Kim Commando Explains, how the government and companies are buying all of our personal data. I turned to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they revealed a lot of secrets. You really want to check this out. It's under Kim Commando Explains. Of course, you're going to search with a K because you are a smart one. Phil in Hartford, Connecticut. Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi. How you doing there, Kim? Glad to hear from you. Follow your tips every time I get it in my email, and I've been doing that for over 10 years. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate that. So what's going on? Obviously, I missed one tip because you're calling me.
I'm sorry about that, Tim.
That's okay.
Tim, here's the situation. I got a recording studio downstairs.
Excellent.
And sometimes I want to come upstairs and go out to my patio and play my guitar with my laptop looking for instructional videos. Well, when I'm on my desktop in my recording studio, I see a couple of YouTube videos that I like, so I save them on Google Favorites. Now, when I go out to my back patio upstairs and I get on my laptop, it's not saved. How come they're not synced if I have the same account?
Because at some point in your life, you were not kind to a small child or a puppy. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
You're like, wait, you're sitting there thinking like, oh, what was it? What did I do? Okay.
What the heck did I do?
What did I do? How does she know? How does she know when I don't know? Okay.
And you know something, Kim? Then I have to go all the way back downstairs.
I know.
Get a memory stick,
put
it into my desktop.
No. No, we're going to make that stop. We're going to make that stop already, okay? Life's too short for doing all that. And you've got guitar tunes to play.
Amen.
You know, what you're doing is, what you want to do is enable something called sign in to sync. You want to log into the browser, so you're going to sync it. So wherever you log in, you see all of your information. And so if you're using Google Chrome or Firefox, you're going to log into your account, and then you can sync between different browsers, okay?
Okay.
It's not terribly difficult to set up, but you being an entertainer is that, you know, if I sit here on the air and I say, what we need to do for this is turn on your computer, open Chrome, go to the right, select profile, and sign into your, you know, nobody's going to listen, right?
Correct.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to post them over at commando.com, and it's free for everybody. If you go to commando.com/community, that's commando.com/community. On the left-hand side, there's a link that says the Q&A form. And if you click that link that says QA form, that's where we post things. Normally, it's on the Monday afterwards where you can start syncing up your Firefox and Chrome so that this way you no longer have to take a memory stick and go from place to place. Oh, those days are long gone. Phil, I'm so glad that you called. And speaking of the community, just a quick reminder, everybody gets 30 days free to check it out. You can also get the podcast and the webcast, and you can use the community, the interactive chat, all kinds of fun stuff like that for free for 30 days. We offer also discounts for military because we love you guys and gals, service personnel, policemen, firemen, and also seniors. And it's over at getkim.com. Coming right back, we're going to talk about what happens if you get a document from a stranger, what you should do with it here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, are you still using Internet Explorer? Oh, if you are, I'm just going to come to your house. I'm going to slap your knuckles with a ruler, okay? There are all kinds of reasons why this is just a terrible, terrible idea. The most important is that, well, Microsoft is not issuing any more security updates for this, and it's really vulnerable to hackers. But if you intend to use and you want to keep using IE, I know you're out there, watch out for any email that crosses your inbox with a Microsoft Office document attached, because that's how hackers are taking advantage of this situation to hijack computers remotely. They had a whole bunch of updates, by the way, Microsoft, this past patch Tuesday. So it's a good idea to make sure that your Windows system totally up to date and get a new browser. Yes, yes, go on the Edge, Microsoft Edge. We've got more information about this over at Komando.com. Look for the link that says Kim Show near the top of the homepage. And stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the show you don't want to miss here on the West Coast on the Media Network. Okay, here's the clickbait I received. Okay, here's the clickbait that I saw online recently. Here are some good reasons to divorce your husband this fall. Yeah, that was the actual title. They say fall's hottest trend is getting rid of the man who thought he was really helping around out of the house. They go on to say how difficult it was to spend every waking moment of your life with the person you're supposedly in love with. As one attorney told the New York Times, since April, our phones have been ringing off the hook nonstop, and most of those people are calling. They say they want to come in and start divorce proceedings. It's all because of the pandemic and everybody's working at home. But, you know, I now know why Jeff Bezos divorced his wife. Do you know why? He needed space. Yeah, that one didn't go over very well. Welcome to the show. Yes, I'm Kim Komando. It gets better, I swear. And we talk about living the best digital life. And it is the most trusted show from coast to coast about everything digital. We talk about gadgets and gizmos and what's going on the internet, future tech. And we solve every little digital dilemma along the way. And you can find the show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find us streaming on demand 24/7 as a podcast or as a webcast over at getkin.com. And on the American Forces Network Radio, special thanks goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and of course the Space Force, who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I know you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and that number is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices or what you buy, what you spend your money on. And we're going to kick this off with Apple's annual fall event a few days ago where, I know, it's a shocker, a brand new iPhone 13 was unveiled. But like so much of Apple's recent big poo-poo events, it was a yawn fest. It wasn't very exciting, but a few highlights. The iPhone 13 has an upgraded processor over the A14 Bionic chip used in the iPhone 12. And guess what it's called? Well, the last one's called the A14. This one's called the A15. Yes, and it's a little faster. Same goes for the super-duper retina displays with adaptive refresh rates. What that means, faster scrolling. Cameras are bigger, new features, cinematic mode, automatically changes focus, kind of like Hollywood movies. Also bigger, batteries. Yes. With a couple of new iPhone 13 supposedly having up to 2.5 hours more battery life. That's nice. Storage is getting a bump. The 13 has a base model of 128 gigs, double. 13 Pro Max tops out at a terabyte. Also tops out at, are you ready? $1,600. Oh, wow. That's a lot of money for a phone. I know. Apple CEO Tim Cook says it's the most pro iPhone ever, which translates to the most expensive. What was missing? The satellite communications. With an always-on display that Androids have had for years. We thought that it would be Wi-Fi 6E compatible. Didn't work. Faster charging, also not there either. Moving on to the iPhone 13 was the only thing announced. They kicked off its annual keynote with movies about Apple TV+, a couple of updated iPads. The entry level has a better camera and twice the storage at $329. There's the iPad mini. Got a whole total redesign. Looks like an iPhone Pro. And has a faster processor, better camera, you know, blah, 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 blah. The iPhone Watch Series 7 is unveiled. It's slightly bigger and brighter. And I don't know. It just wasn't really anything to write home about. I mean, but they are making money. This past quarter, they raked in about $65 billion in revenue, $40 million, which came from iPhones, which is a lot more than we make. Apple doesn't seem to care about the new innovation. Like, for example, from Samsung. I guess they just keep all their engineers in the dark. I mean, it could be a hassle because there are no Windows installed. Thank you. Number three. Wow, did you see this TV? I don't know if you saw it. I was so excited, and then I saw the price. LG has this TV that's kind of crazy. It's a 325-inch LED screen. Okay. Think about that. 325-inch screen. I mean, I don't even know how you get that thing in your house. It's $1.7 million. Okay. An 8K TV. Could you imagine paying $1.7 million to watch, like, Judge Judy? Okay. Samsung has the wall, and LG also has this other one about the LED Extreme Home Cinema sign-up. They say it's for super luxury homes. But, you know, I was talking about that LG roll-up TV. That one's pretty amazing. It looks like it's just a TV and a piece of furniture. You hit a button and it goes, shee. I don't know if it makes that sound. That was like my sound effect. And then it goes back down. So for all of a sudden, that $100, $1,000 price tag on that TV doesn't sound bad. I mean, I'm thinking I just might have to roll with it. Number four, you snooze, you lose. Google now owns Fitbit, and they came out with some new sensors, some new stuff. New feature is going to use Fitbit's built-in microphone to measure, are you ready for it, how much you snore each night. The data is going to be factored into a percentage, including what kind of ambient noise to give you a better idea of how you slept. It's called the Snore and Noise Detect feature. It's available now as long as you have a Fitbit Sense or a Versa 3, and you pay the premium subscription for $10 a month. So you already have it, but if you want to use it, you're going to have to pay extra. Now, besides the fact that you have to give the okay for yet another always-listening device, a microphone, it's going to drain the battery of your Fitbit rather quickly. So make sure you charge it up before you go to bed. I mean, I don't really see that as a big deal anyway. I mean, you might call it snoring. I just call it sound sleep. And finally, number five, it's all in the fingers. If you haven't checked out some of the latest hardware that the gamers are using, it's pretty slick. I mean, this is really important stuff. You got high-end processors, high-end graphic cards, you got a lot of RAM, more specs, massive curved monitors, customizable keyboards and mice with LED lighting, noise-canceling Bluetooth headsets, VR headsets, full gaming cockpits. I mean, everything's out there. Now, there's one company that's always out there when you're talking about gaming tech. It's called Razer, and that's R-A-Z-E-R. They have come out what they say is the next it thing for gamers. They're calling them Gamer Finger Sleeves. Yes, Gamer Finger Sleeves. These are little sleeves that cover your fingers. They're made from smooth, high-sensitive fabric. They come in a pack of two for $10. They're like futuristic thimbles, and they're designed to use on a phone, a tablet, or touchscreen device. According to Razer, each sleeve enhances touch sensitivity and response while reducing friction, you know, for maximum accuracy. And it's always a great idea to take care of your fingers when you're gaming. I mean, after all, you need to count on them. All right, coming up in just a few moments, Google's standing behind a feature that allows someone to track your every single move. And also coming up in this hour, we have a tip on how you can make, get this, 75% more per year. Yeah, you're definitely not going to want to miss that. And we have Brand New or Not True that's going to be really great this week, I promise you. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the program, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you're ever like, hey, what did Kim say about that, or what did that caller say, what's the recommendation, is that you can always get the show as a podcast or as a webcast all 3 hours over at getkim.com. And we offer discounts for seniors, military personnel, and also service personnel, teachers, You name it, we probably offer a discount for it because we just want everybody to get the shows. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Let's see. How about we start this hour with Paul in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Hi there, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you? What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Oh, well, I have a son who's a bit of a gamer, plays Minecraft games, Roblox games, other games. I'm not even sure what he does all the time, but every once in a while, he asks us for tech support, if you will. He has some problems, a virus, I don't even know, or somebody, you know, whatever, something happened, and I just can't keep up with, you know, trying to support him with his endeavors. And I just wondered if there's some service, some advocate, you know, we try reaching into forums and reading for questions and answers that don't always help.
Right.
So I figured I'd reach out and ask you.
Well, it's very difficult. So, because if you see, what's happening is that his skill set is getting above yours, right? And
sure.
And the internet can be a dangerous place. You know that. I mean, it's every whack job in the world is out there. And I mean, I've seen it with my son when he's playing online games, and that he'll say, "Here, look. I mean, this guy's pretending to be a 14-year-old boy, but let's out him." That's what his friends do. They all do that. Turns out it's like some probably 40 or 50-year-old guy who's pretending, you know. And then they probably do other things along the way. You know, the guys do as far as to make sure that they make sure that he's never going to get in that particular chat. But they're older now. And so at 11 years old, the only way that you're going to be able to see exactly what he's doing is to sit next to him and to have him explain to you what it is that he's doing. And you'll find that maybe what you want to do, what a lot of parents do, is that they'll play the games along with them. Now, of course, you know, your son's going to go, "Dad, I don't want to play a game with you," right? Because I'm busy playing with my friends. But that's the only way to really immerse yourself into his world is to get into that world. And so what you want to do is what I would do is I'd look over his shoulder or I'd say, "You know what, you can play with your friends for an hour, but then I want you to play 15 minutes with me. And just teach me." You know, I don't know what your kid's like, but if I ever ask Ian to teach me something, he actually gets like kind of into it. Like, "Oh, wow, she wants to learn something from me." There's no real substitution for you getting involved side by side. And he's at 11. Once he hits 13, 14, he's not going to want to be around you. Right?
Yeah. And we do all that. It's just, When things go south, like, he's always in our presence when he's playing this. We know what's going on, and he's talking to his friends over FaceTime or whatever, and we hear everything that's going on.
Okay, good. That's great.
More the technical problems that we, you know, if someone took his Roblox account's gone and his friends list has been changed and somebody virused him or whatever happened, and we have no idea what to do.
Well, you know, he needs to have his own dedicated box that's all that's happening on there. It needs to be password protected. He needs to be taught password security, not to share his passwords, not to reuse his passwords. That's typically what's happening in that age group at 11 or 12, is that they'll share their password for one thing, and then it gets used for something else, right?
Right.
You know, unfortunately, there's really no quote-unquote tech support. I mean, there are tech support services, but I'd hate for you to Google that. I mean, if you want somebody, there is a company who used to be a sponsor of the show, and we can tell you about this company offline, that will provide support and will come in remotely into your computer and try to fix things, and they're actually very good. Well, I'll tell you who they are. It's Hello Tech. It's Hello and then Tech. And so if you want to, you know, check them out, that's who I have vetted before, Hello Tech, and then they'll come in and make sure that your computer is running operational. And I'm really glad that you're sitting next to them because, you know, quite often I don't hear from parents until like things have gone down the wayside. One of the things that we do have, Paul, that you might want to check out is if you go to commando.com/kidscontract, we have a contract for kids, and then you can make sure that your son signs that. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation. And this week it's brought to you by Epson. All right, so Brand New or Not True is a radio game show that I invented many, many moons ago. And it's where I present you, the home listener, three products. Because every week we have all this stuff that gets announced in the tech industry. Some of it's great. Some of it's junk. Some of it you're like, ugh, really, what were they thinking? So with Brand New or Not True, this week we have two fake products and one real product. That's right. Two fake products and one real product. And we always have a special contestant. And if the contestant wins, it is the most valuable prize known to mankind. It's something that people are actually lining up in outside the studios in the heat saying, how can I buy one of these? It's an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And our special contestant this week is Kathy in New York, New York. Start spreading the news, Kathy.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So what do you do in New York?
Oh, I work in social media.
Awesome. Okay, so you should know this. You're going to be able to figure this out.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Are you ready? Now, remember,
two
fake products and one's real. We're going to start with product number one. Welcome to the year 2021, where thanks to the global pandemic, Kathy, we've all have become, right, germaphobes. We sanitize our doorknobs and ourselves, but we haven't really given much thought to our sheets on our bed until now. But we have new Micron germologic technology combined with a self-cleaning system that's woven into sheets fibers made of copper and gold. And the combination allows the sheets to fight germs and bacteria and fungus and viruses and pathogens. Now, the sheets are waterproof, too, you know, just in case. And they are ultra-soft premium cotton. You just need to wash your sheets now only once per month, even if you do the horizontal mambo. Isn't technology great? Now, the price of the sheets varies depending upon the size. Queen size is $229, has a flat fitted sheet, and you get two standard pillowcases. And in case you're wondering, Kathy, do the sheets work on a waterbed? You just need to use spring water. Okay. Product number two. Are you stressed, Kathy? Are you having trouble sleeping? Well, a brand new headset reduces the stress and improves your sleep by giving you vibrations behind your ears. So imagine behind each ear, you feel pulses, but these are not your ordinary pulses. They actually activate a part of your brain that regulates your response to stress. And they say over time, the pulses strengthen neural responses, and then you are better to able to deal with the stress better. It's kind of like a big hug for your brain. Now, you should expect better sleep and less stress within 2 weeks of consistent use. And it actually activates a brain pathway, they say, to well-being. And, you know, brain cells die, but, you know, fat cells don't. You know why, Kathy?
No.
They have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have eternal life. $490 for that headset. Finally, product number three. You know, getting that perfect social media photo is now more important than ever, but who wants to carry around a selfie stick? They're so cumbersome. So now we have selfie shoes. Well, sandals, to be exact. You are always camera ready. When it's time to take a selfie, at the front of the shoe, there's a perfectly measured garage slot for you to park your phone in. And once your phone is inside that garage slot, you lift your foot up, right? You have to picture me this. You're going to lift your foot up to the perfect height, and then you can either tell Siri to take the photo or you can set a timer. Now, because you no longer have to use your arms to hold the camera, you can put your arm around your loved one. And right now, the selfie shoes are only available as sandals for women. But men, don't worry. Your selfie shoes are arriving in the spring just in time for all the weddings. And you know what else, Kathy? Selfie shoes are perfect if you're an orphan and you need to take family photos. $49.99. So, we have three products.
Okay.
Two are fake, one's real. So we have the sheets, the headset, the sleep headset, or the selfie shoes. Which one do you think is a real product?
Is a real product?
Yes.
I think the sheets.
The sheets are real. You're going to go with the sheets. All right. Jeremy in the control room. Kathy's going with the sheets.
Don't tell me it's the selfie shoes.
No.
After years of research and innovation.
It's the headset.
At the crossroads of health and technology. Introducing Cove.
Okay.
You know what? I should have known when they said the sheets were only washed once a month. That definitely had me questioning.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I know.
You know, it is. It's funny. But you didn't even like my line. I thought that was the funniest line I've ever had. The selfie shoes are perfect if you're an orphan taking family photos.
You know what? I wasn't sure if I heard that correctly.
That was, I wrote that and I busted up laughing, and my friend Nicole was in the kitchen. She looked at me, she goes, "What's so funny?" And I said, "I hear you just have to read it." And she, okay, anyway, maybe it was just a girl thing. We thought it was funny. Maybe it was the wine. I don't know. All right. So what's on your mind, Kathy?
So fanny pack. So my question is about IP addresses. You know, in gaming online, there's a little bit of a trend of, you know, kids, or I guess you don't really know their ages, but people trying to be like mini hackers and getting each other's IP addresses. And obviously parents, you know, get concerned when this kind of thing happens online because they're not sure of the actual risk. And so what I want to know is, assuming there's no, you know, like investigation where somebody's really probing and has authority to like contact all these people, but if a stranger has your IP address, through gaming or through whatever, what are the actual risks? Like, how much information do they actually have?
They don't know exactly where you live, but they have like a geolocation, a general idea mm-hmm. of where you are. You can combine that IP address with other things and then maybe get a profile on somebody. But mm-hmm. and when you're talking about kids and gaming, primarily if they're going to get an IP address, it's because somebody ticked them off in a game, and then they're going to do something called a DDoS. And the DDoS is where we throw a whole bunch of traffic at that IP address, and it just takes them offline. So in the middle of them playing a game, that suddenly there could be a DDoS attack, and it's not hard to do. Kids know how to do it, and they send all this traffic to an IP address, and then the other kid's like, "Whoa, what happened?" You know what I mean? And then he's knocked offline.
Okay.
So that's
basically in that instance, you could just get back on after a little bit, but they're not going to show up at your exact house unless there's also some other information online that, you know, links the two.
Is that what you're worried about?
I think when I talk to parents, that's like, because I don't have kids of that gaming age yet, but I have friends that do, and that's always something that they talk about. And I'm like, that seems really far-fetched, but I guess I'm not really sure.
Well, so every device on the internet has what's called an IP address, okay, an internet protocol address. Think of it like a house number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that kid goes online, and other people can see his IP address, is that they can grab that. And if that kid is a troll or whatever he may be, not happy, or if he like kills somebody that he wasn't supposed to kill, you know, or whatever that's happening in the game. Okay. I mean, you know, let's think back to when we were kids. All right. So that's when the other kids can, or one of the kids or whoever, they grab that IP address and they can go to another website, and then they do what's called DDoS. And it sends, it's almost like if you were to send 90,000 concert goers to your front door, and you can't, and they're all Jimmy Buffett fans, okay? And you're like, whoa, this is psychedelic. Okay, so you're just going to close the door, okay? You're not going to let them in. And so it's the same thing that goes on. I don't know why I thought of Jimmy Buffett. I'm not a Jimmy Buffett fan, but it just kind of worked at that particular moment. Okay. Maybe it was the waterbed. I don't know. So maybe it was the wine last night. I don't know. But anyway, so that's where we come up with DDoSing. Okay. It's just something that the kids do. All right, stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up. We're going to be talking about daily tech updates. Oh, and there's a scam. 500,000 VPN passwords that have been leaked. I'm going to tell you if your information has been compromised, and we have some more fantastic calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, if you're not getting our daily tech update and our digital life hack podcast, these are every day 2 60-second podcasts. That's it. So 60 seconds, and you're going to learn about robotic vacuums that we did in the tech update, how the Roomba is cleaning up in more ways than one. Also, Costco employees in this viral video, I don't know if you've seen it, been viewed like 3 million times. Satisfaction or your money back. What does that really mean? In our digital life hack, I talk about this week. It was actually a really fabulous one, in my humble opinion, of course, about all the streaming services. But you don't need any streaming service if you have a library card. In addition to that, in Digital Life Hack this past week, I did that if you have friends over and you're wanting to give them your Wi-Fi password instead of telling them, you can just make a QR code. I tell you how to do that. Again, that's our Daily Tech Update, Digital Life Hack. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando, and you want to rate, review, follow, and subscribe. And again, wherever you get your podcast, just use Commando as your search phrase. And do me a favor, write something nice. Even if you don't like the podcast, write something nice because you like me. All right, Keith in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi there, Keith.
Hi, Cam. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. How can I help you? Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I am trying to find a way to... I'm a disabled veteran, and I'm trying to find a way, when I'm not at home, to keep an eye on my wife. She is bedridden, and she can't use the phone like normal people do.
Okay.
Because she's completely blind. So I'm trying to find a way that I can have a system to monitor her, but when she needs to contact me, she can say something to a screen or something and say, call me.
Okay, so I have the perfect solution for you, okay? It's one that I've used with my own mother. Amazon has this device called an Echo Show, all right? And
all right.
The Echo Show is for somebody with sight, where they could watch a movie or see pictures of world art or whatever it may be. But for the visually impaired, it also offers something really amazing, is that it has a camera so you could see her from wherever you're located. But you can say, you can say, drop in on Honey. Okay. And then the camera on her screen will automatically turn on. She doesn't have to do anything. Accordingly, she can say, drop in on Honey Bunny, if that's what she calls you. And then your phone will ring, and then you'll be able to have a voice or a video phone call. It also acts as a speakerphone, so she can call anybody. It's called the Echo Show, the Amazon Echo Show. And what I'm going to do, Keith, is I'm going to send you one, okay? It's a gift from me to you, all right?
Oh, I would appreciate that so much.
Yep, you are a recipient of today's random act of kindness. So, Keith, hang on the line, and we're going to get your address. We're going to send you out an Amazon Echo Show, and you're going to use the app on your phone. But this way, you'll be able to communicate with your wife without having to have her do anything. And again, thanks for your support of the show. Hey, stay right where you are. A VPN has been compromised. I got to tell you about more of that here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, so listen up if you use Fortinet VPN service, because hackers just dumped 500,000 stolen user login details for free. Yeah, okay. Username, passwords, IP addresses. It has been patched, but that's not going to bring the information back. Once it's out there, it's out there. So if you're looking for a reliable alternative, check out expressvpn.com/cam. Works with Mac, Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, and more. We've got more information about this, the whole VPN theft, and how you can check to see if your name's on the list over on our website. You don't want to miss. Hey, coming up, we have future tech here on the third hour of the show. You don't want to miss. And so stay right where you are here with the Kim Commando Show on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, in a few weeks, Windows 11 is going to arrive. Dun, da, da, da. Yes, October 5th to be exact. So what's in it? They say it has a whole new design. It looks a lot like a Mac. I've seen it. Let me tell you. Softer visuals, transparent backgrounds, snap layouts. Microsoft Teams is now baked right in. But here's a little known fact. Back in the 1970s, Jim Morrison was actually involved with Microsoft. Yes, back in the 1970s. But after a few years, he was fired. He was replaced by Bill Gates. Apparently, he made better doors than Windows. Maybe that wasn't that funny. Well, it was funny to me. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, just boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest show about everything digital. You can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast and streaming in your favorite radio app. And also, you can find us 24/7 as a podcast, webcast, whatever you want over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio. Special thanks goes out to our servicemen and women in the Space Force, Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Army who are protecting our great nation while we speak. So this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech and kind of tell you what's going on. So I'm sure you've heard about the payment system called Amazon One. That allows you to buy things in stores where you just wave your hand over a scanner. It's pretty simple. You hold the palm of your hand about 2 inches above a biometric reader. And then once the system verifies your ID, it charges the payment card that you have on file for whatever you're buying. And so you don't have any more checkout lines. It's being used in some Amazon Whole Foods stores. It's expanding. But it's expanding to, listen to this, why I'm bringing it up to you, stadiums and arenas. That's right. No more tickets to get inside concerts or sporting events. Amazon's taking over everything, aren't they? You just scan the palm of your hand. It's being used for a company called AXS in Denver, Colorado. At one of the kiosks at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, anyone coming to an event can enroll one or both palms. Just takes a minute. And then you can just scan your palm at a reader to enter. The Amazon One system, they say, creates a unique palm signature, all that other good stuff. But big tech already knows a lot about us. I know a lot of people are worried about this. But the palm print is just one more thing. You know, palm lines tell a lot about you. But your browser history says everything. Number two, what? No more flat tires? Why? I'd love to change a tire. Maybe not. Drive over a nail or screw, you risk your tire going flat and hit a really bad pothole, it's worse. For the past 15 years, rather, tire maker Michelin, they've been working on an airless tire. And apparently they've been making a lot of progress. So Michelin has something called the UPTIS. Kind of a weird name. But, you know, everything tech's always short. In case you're wondering, it stands for, you ready? Unique Puncture Proof Tire System. So what should we call the tireless tire? Let's call it the UPKIS, the Unique Puncture Proof Tire System. No air means no more flats, blowouts, and without extra wear and tear. They say the tire's going to last longer. GM, they're working with GM to get them into production. They're going to put them on some EVs. And if all goes well, we're going to see them on the market in 2024. Until then, you just have to be prepared. You have a floor for a flat. Keep a certain vegetable around just in case. A spare, I guess. Number three, weird cameras that aren't connected to phones. What's that? Yes, Nikon's coming out with some new cameras. I mean, we still have DSLRs, and they are more affordable than professional video cameras. But some studios are saying, we need something else. So according to a Nikon report 2021, they could be planning an entry-level camera with a bigger focus, so to speak, on taking video. The camera's going to attract people, they say, interested in filmmaking, and it should be out maybe next year. And don't tell Nikon that iPhones have been putting higher-end hardware and features into its cameras. They've been used to shooting commercials, short films, and music videos, talking about the iPhones. And it'll be all right. No need for Nikon to spend too much time, processing over all the negative. Number four, a better way to provide internet access to the internet. I was in conversation with a congressman last week, and I said to him, why are we spending billions and billions of dollars getting the internet to rural areas of America and laying fiber and cable when there are such better ways? I mean, we have not just HughesNet and all these other ones, but, Elon Musk's Starlink, for example. We could talk about that. I mean, it's already bringing high-speed internet to hard-to-reach areas. But what about Project Loon? Okay, Project Loon started in 2013 to provide broadband internet to rural parts of the world. Okay, Alphabet, Google parent company, they were never really to keep the cost down, so they shut it down. But the tech that's been left over from Project Loon, listen to this. I love this story. It's capable of transmitting 700 terabytes of data across the Congo River. That's right. The links were originally intended to keep the balloons connected. Now they're being used to beam internet via laser. Now, the director of the project said these links play a vital role in that community. But think about this. Tech from one project that's being shut down is being used in a pretty amazing way for a new project. And as I said, meanwhile, here in the U.S., we're spending billions of dollars to lay down old-style fiber and cable. I mean, it's so outdated. Even the trees can't get logged off. I thought that one was okay. I mean, it wasn't the best. It wasn't like, you know, selfish shoes for orphans to take family photos. All right, finally, number five, smart glasses we can see right through. Okay, last week I told you about Facebook and Ray-Ban. They're getting together to create these $300 AR-powered glasses called Stories. They have cameras and speakers and microphones. Well, Xiaomi, what did she just say? Yes, Xiaomi. Xiaomi is a Chinese tech company. And guess what? They announced this past week, oh my gosh, their own version of smart glasses. It has a monochrome micro LED system, AR features. It's compact. The display on the glass is supposedly the size of a grain of rice, 2.4 millimeters. Doesn't look that small. It's close to the eye, obviously. But then you can overlay navigation, kind of like a heads-up display in your car. So Xiaomi says that the glasses act like independent Android device. Doesn't have to be tethered to a phone, that one day can replace your phone. They say it's just a concept. They don't really have any plans to sell them quite yet. Then there may not even be a working prototype. At least for other tech that's copied, we get some kind of Chinese knockoff. All right, coming up in this hour in just a few moments, we have a mysterious error that is bricking some popular Android phones. There's a hidden message folder in Facebook. I'm going to tell you more about that. Also, we're going to tell you how to remove everything you've ever found out about yourself on Google. I know there are a few things. And, of course, we have more of your great phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you have a question for me, I love to get them, but I love to get them on my homepage, not throughout all social media, because I get so overwhelmed, right? I do. So just head over to komando.com with a K, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And on the top of the homepage, on the right-hand side, there's a special link that says, what does it say? Email Kim. And while you're at the homepage, just a quick reminder is that we have this great newsletter called thecurrentnewsletter.com. And if you haven't subscribed to that yet, you're just missing out. I'm telling you, just get it. And then you're going to go, now I know what Kim's talking about. Sign up now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. We're not going to spam you. Thecurrentnewsletter.com comes out just twice a week. Screen protectors for iPhones. That's what Jan wants to talk about here in Brownsburg, Indiana. Hello there. How are you?
Fine, Kim. I hope you're doing well also.
I am. Thank you, Jan.
My husband and I just got new smartphones, and the company is trying to sell us $40 screensavers. And my son tells me that he's been seeing things online that the new phones don't need screensavers.
You're talking about like screen protectors?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have the dropsies?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't.
My husband bikes, though, and takes the phone on his bike.
Okay, so he has the dropsies. Let's just say he does. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I don't normally have the dropsies either, but I have this wonderful person in my life. I'm going to tell you about this guy, Jan. You know, it's one of these guys that, you know, you meet and you're like, he's such a great guy. And his name's John. Okay, John is, let me tell you about John. John has every single one of my passwords, okay? So what does that mean? I trust John. Okay, he's an IT genius right here at the show. And so I dropped my phone, I don't know, this is probably about a year ago. And I called John, I'm like, oh, John, I cracked the screen. Well, I feel like such a dope. And he's like, oh, no, yeah, I put a screen protector on your phone for you. Just take that off. I'm like, I take it off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you, you know. And so, and if you look at my iPhone 12 now on the corners, it looks like, you know, like little parts have, like, been nibbled off of it, the glass. But it's not.
Okay.
It's the screen protector. Now, I don't know why they're trying to sell you a $50 screen protector when you can go on Amazon and you can buy one for under 10 bucks. So, you know, for your phone, for your investment in your phone, and it's definitely worth 10 bucks. And then you can also put protectors on your cameras if you wanted to. I don't go that extreme, but before, speaking of husbands, before I give Barry any new phone, he gets a screen protector on. I mean, that's just the way it is. Okay.
Okay.
Because you know how they are. Right. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know about your husband, but if Barry asked me to find his phone one more time, I think I'm going to scream, you know. Honey, have
no,
you?
No, I don't have that problem.
Oh, thank God. I get, honey, have you seen my phone? Have you seen my phone? And then it's like, and then.
You call me so I yes. can find my phone.
Yes. And then he's like, I think the phone's dead. And then I'm like, oh, God. And then every time I help him, you know what he says to me? You can help millions of people every week, but when I ask you for help, all you do is complain. I'm like, I'm like, well, whatever, you know, whiner. Do you need some links to some protectors?
That would be fine if you could send me some.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, not a problem. And for everybody else, we'll put them up over in the Q&A forum, and that's commando.com/community. And you've heard me say the drill. And on the left-hand side, there's a link that says Q&A forum. All right, speaking of phones, today's phones are typically built in a way they can last years, but doesn't always work out that way. On various message boards, online forums, Google support, owners of certain Pixel smartphones are reporting a big problem that their phones just stopped working. We're talking about the Google Pixel 3 and 3 XL. They're being bricked for, they say, whatever the reason, there's no way to recover it. The phones won't reboot. These phones aren't that old, so it's surprising that they're turning into a paperweight so soon. So we did some investigation, and over at commando.com, if you hit the link that says Kim Show near the top of the homepage, we kind of are going finding out more about this mysterious error that's bricking certain Pixel phones and what you can do about it. You don't want to miss that. And stay right where you are. Coming up, there's a hidden message folder in Facebook, and I talked about this a few years ago, and a woman actually found it in her adopted daughter that way here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. I mentioned on a radio show that there's this hidden message folder on Facebook. And then a woman sent me a thank you email. And the gist of the story is that she didn't know about this hidden message folder on Facebook. And then when she opened the hidden message folder, she had, well, you know, there's always spam and junk and notes from people you don't know, people who are claiming that they do know you. But in this case, this person did know her. It was a daughter that she had given up for adoption like 30 years ago. And she wrote me, she said, had she not checked that folder, she might not have ever heard from this daughter that she gave up for adoption. So it's not hard to find. Just go into the message request folder. And if you're using the Messenger app, you would go into your profile photo, and then you hit message request. If you missed any of that, we have the steps posted over at commando.com. Just look for the link called Kim Show at the top of the homepage. Coming up in just a few moments, how to remove everything you've ever found out about yourself on Google. And right now we have Celia in Gonzales, Texas. Hi there, Celia.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. How can I help you today?
We have our group has a fundraiser once a year, and we are at a location that does not have Wi-Fi. Our question is there Wi-Fi available for purchase or something for just those 2 days so that we don't have to keep loading the app on different cell phones as we change shifts?
Yeah, I think it's kind of,
available.
I think it's kind of an hassle. So what kind of nonprofit do you have?
It's a club that is a alumni club, and we give scholarships to young people in our community that are going to the university that the club represents.
That's nice. That's great. You know, I have a scholarship through ASU, and it's always fun to meet who they – I can't pick the winner. They award it. But it's always fun to meet the guy or the gal that actually gets the scholarship, isn't it? And I always feel like I'm giving back. Like the last gal that won the scholarship, she was working two jobs. She was working like 60 hours a week before she got the scholarship. She is the third generation Hispanic in the country, but the first one to ever go to college. And she's getting a degree in computer information systems. I thought, oh, that's something. You know what I mean? To really make a difference. And she was telling me how she's able now to just get one part-time job so that this way she can really work on our studies. It just, you know, warms your heart, doesn't it?
It does. We actually give a $1,000 scholarship to every student in our county that goes to our university that we represent.
What's the university?
We have an endowed scholarship. Ma'am?
What's the university?
The university is Texas A&M University in College Station.
That's awesome.
So this past year, we gave $16,000 in scholarships this past May. They just have to apply, and they have to be from our county. And then we have an endowed scholarship that we support as well. So we don't want to spend a lot of money on overhead. You know, we would like for all of it to go to our scholarships.
Sure. Well, let me tell you what you can do is that you can you can rent a hotspot, okay? And it can be used for up to 10 people. There's no contract. They ship it to your mailbox, and then when you get done, you ship it back. And the lowest number of days is 3 to 7 days, and it's going to be about $10 a day.
Oh, super.
But your alternative is that you can buy a hotspot, but then that becomes kind of a hassle. It really does. Then you got to buy a SIM card and you got to do all that and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yes.
We'll post where this website is in our Q&A forum over at the Commando community. Okay. And if you want, send me some information about your scholarship send me the address. The web address, so that this way when I post information about the hotspot that you can rent, I can say if you want more information about the scholarship and College Station that, you know, here's the link, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
That'd be pretty awesome, because this way we can spread the word on that too. What a great call. All right, let's talk about your privacy. You know, think about everything that's in your email right now. There's, like in mine, there's medical details about my mom, records about refinancing that I'm doing on a house, proposals for renewals for the next year from current advertisers, proposals for next year, some employee stuff, family stuff, real estate stuff, insurance renewals. It's a lot. You know, everything is in there. If you want to know what's going on in my life, you can just take a peek in my email. Now, for years, you've heard me say that email services like Gmail, Yahoo, they are not free. I don't know why you people think that it's free. You pay with your privacy. They scan your email and they start feeding you targeted ads. And these internet giants, big tech, they make money. That's why it's free. They make money by selling all your data, exploiting your data, and they're going to sell it to the highest bidder. So I took control back of my data and my email with StartMail. But it's not just that you have a private email service. Here's what else you get. Unlimited email aliases. You know what that means? That means every time that somebody's asking you for an email address, you want to give them your like primary address. Maybe you're selling something online. Maybe you're filling out a form, signing up for a newsletter, is that you can set up an alias. Now, every email that you send can be encrypted or password protected. StartMail uses their own servers. They don't use Amazon's. They use their own servers. And when you delete an email from StartMail, it is gone forever. And it's backed by the world's most robust privacy laws. Let me just tell you, the privacy laws that we have on email and data collection are just very lame here in the United States. So take back control of your email privacy with a StartMail account today. Go to startmail.com/Kim and you're going to get a 7-day free trial plus 50% off your first year. That's startmail.com/Kim. Start with the letter T. Go to startmail.com/Kim and sign up today. All right. So, boy, this is a really, really long tip. There's no way that I can go through. I don't know if you hear all these papers rustling, but let me see. If this tip typed up is about 12 pages. Okay. Let me tell you what it's about. We're going to get the Reader's Digest version, the short version, the ADD version. Okay. Anything that is about you is on the internet. You may be able to remove it. There are some things that you can't remove, like public records. I'm talking about court records, marriage licenses, mugshots. But you can see if things can be redacted, and we're going to walk you through the process on how to do that. Now, you can have Google hide your house from view. If that bothers you, we're going to give you the steps. You can also make your social media accounts private. Again, we're going to tell you how to do that. So if somebody just Google searches you, your social media accounts don't pop up. Let's say there's a picture of you that you don't really like and it's copyrighted. So you can remove that. There's a special form. You can also get yourself off of these people search sites like Intellius and Verified and White Pages. Now, what if you wanted to get rid of what Google knows about you? I'm talking about everything that Google uses in its repertoire to say, I'm going to show Kim Komando, details about cars and Hawaii and surfing. Okay. Well, maybe I don't want to see that anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm into horseback riding and motorcycles. Well, that's where you can go onto Google and you can remove everything that it does know about you. And maybe you just want to do that just for some sanity and some privacy's sake. And that's a good idea, too. So we have all the steps. As I said, this is 12 pages. It's a lot. Can't go through it on the air. But we did it all for you, step by step. It's worth it to check it out, or else I wouldn't mention it to you. So head over to komando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come, I want you to think about it. How much do you think your PayPal account is worth on the dark web? How much do you think your PayPal account is worth on the dark web? If you're in our komando.com interactive chat room, make sure that you put that number. Don't Google search it. Just do it right now. We have that coming up and more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so you've heard me talk about the current newsletter, but you haven't gotten it? Oh, come on. What are you waiting for? The current newsletter is a great newsletter. In my humble opinion, of course. No, it really is. And it doesn't contain stuff here on the show, stuff on the site. It's kind of a mishmash of, I don't know, a little tech attitude and tech opinion, but there's some tips thrown in and some great little fun facts. And then I always make sure that there's something funny at the end to make you smile. And it comes out twice a week. And unlike other newsletters where you have to click in order to read something, everything is inside the current itself. And so if you're not already getting the current newsletter, head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. No ads. You can stay ahead of the curve. No BS. It's over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Sign it. And I think you're really going to love it. And speaking of, just one more thing I'd like you to do is, if you're ghosting me on social media, I had a friend of mine ask me the other day, what's ghosting? Okay. That means when somebody doesn't pay attention to you. I mean, you know, or they kind of checked out. So if you go to my social media and you just see it, but you don't follow it, you don't talk about it, you don't converse, is that, you know, what are you doing? Whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I don't know, wherever you want to go, Pinterest, it's all the same spot. Whatever the social media slash Kim Komando. So facebook.com/Kim Komando, instagram.com/Kim Komando. Okay. Twitter.com/Kim Komando. You get it. So just follow me there. Shane in San Antonio, Texas. Hey there, Shane.
Hello, I believe I'm on.
Yes, you are on the air, and millions and millions and millions of people are standing by waiting to hear how incredibly intelligent you are.
Well, okay, I'll put that aside there now that you've buttered me up.
You got it. What's going on, Shane?
Consummate professional, are you? Okay, I'm trying to try to be brief.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little data on this. This is an older laptop, 2013 Toshiba. It was their most expensive one. It had an iCore 7 4th Gen, 8 gigs of RAM. It is a 64-bit system with 1 terabyte hard drive, although it probably has a little less than that. It's still running on the Windows 8.1, and my overall question was, how to safely get that thing up to Windows 10 or preferably Windows 11. I don't know if it has the processing speed and everything else to do 11. So.
All right. So 2013, how much did you spend on this thing? I mean, this was big money. Was this like $2,500?
I spent $100 two years ago at a pawn shop.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
No one wanted it because it has over a 17-inch screen, and it's a power hog, as you can imagine.
Wow, $100. Now, when you got it, did it have the OS and everything on it? Tell me about it.
Okay, well, I don't want to be extraneous. I have a model number here.
I don't want to know the model number. I just want to know. So you went to the pawn shop, and you paid $100 for this laptop. Okay.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
So was the operating system and everything intact?
Yeah.
That's
what do you mean
great.
Intact? You mean does it function? I assume that's
yeah. I mean, yeah. Was it working? And did you? I mean, did you find anybody else's data on it, or was it just the OS that was on it?
Yeah, there's no data on it that I'm aware of. So someone must have cleaned it out. Maybe the pawn shop. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, because you know, go ahead.
I've had no issues with it. I mean, DVD drive has worked fine.
That's amazing. $100. That's great. Wow. You're like the bargain hunter galore. Let me tell you. I don't think I have.
I don't know about that.
I don't have such good luck. All right. Here's the bad news. Laptop's too old. Okay. You can bypass the hardware requirements, but it may not necessarily work. I actually asked my IT genius, John, about this because he's the wizard. And he says that you can bypass this, what's called a TP20 requirement, TPM requirement, but you have to hack the registry. So maybe what you want to do, Shane, is that now that we know how good you are at finding laptops for a couple of $100, okay, at a pawn shop, is that you can keep this running Windows, you know, 8.1, just make sure that you're smart about it and you're safe about it, and you put some good security software on it. Or you can head out to another pawn shop, and who knows, you may get lucky. Goodwill is, you know, that's always something is that you can go into these pawn shops and things, and maybe find some deals. You know, speaking of, I actually did a tech update, and Shane, thank you so much for your call today. Sorry I didn't have better news. Is that I did a tech update this past week about Costco. You know, Costco has this, you know, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and that's actually a legal phrase, by the way. And so there's this video that's gone viral of two women. They say they're former Costco employees. And they say that people have returned like dead Christmas trees after Christmas, empty wine bottles, and they got their money back. They've also taken back old computers that they just don't work anymore. I can't upgrade them. And because that Costco says satisfaction guarantee your money back, they actually get their money back. But Costco has some recourse too. Because it's a membership-driven enterprise, they can cancel your membership. And if they cancel your Costco membership, what's going to happen at that point is that that's going to go down on your record, your big data profile of life that's out on the internet and everywhere else, and you don't have access to it, but everybody else does. And then they'll say that they canceled your membership, and you get a big black check mark right there. So just want to keep that in mind. Hey, coming right back, we're going to talk about how much that PayPal account is worth on the dark web. So stay right where you are. Okay, so we've all heard about the dark web, and you're like, oh, gosh, it's the dark web. It's a haven for stolen credit card information. Yes, but here's the deal. A study from cybersecurity firm Comparitech shows that credit card prices actually went down this year on the dark web by 27%. PayPal accounts, they're the ones that the hackers want right now. The prices for those are skyrocketing nearly 200% this year. So the average price of a physical clone credit card is about $170, but a hacked PayPal account is worth about $200. Why? Because buyers can access a PayPal balance from anywhere with an internet connection. So if you do have a PayPal account and you haven't locked that sucker down yet, man, what are you waiting for? We have all the steps on the website. And don't forget, we have about 100 new articles every week at komando.com. And that's where you can find me 24/7, komando.com.